Thanks very much, Richard. And well, we're live here with proprietor of One Pro Cycling. That's Matt Pryor. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very good indeed. How are you enjoying Tour de Yorkshire so far?
Yeah, it's interesting to be up in Yorkshire and not playing cricket. The weather hasn't changed much, though. It's still pretty cold up here. But no, it's great to be here and great to see so many people out to send the guys off.
Explain how you first got involved in cycling yourself.
Well, it was probably about 3 years ago through injury. I started cycling and it very quickly became a passion. And what was a passion has now turned into a team and a job, ultimately. And it's just great to be here. I mean, 8 months ago, One Pro Cycling didn't exist. And to be involved in an event as big as Tour de Yorkshire, racing alongside the likes of Team Sky and Giant Elpison, etc., it's just fantastic and a great opportunity for our boys.
How important is the Tour de Yorkshire for One Pro Cycling? This is a big event for you guys.
Yeah, it's a massive event for us. Of course, on the road, it's huge, and it gives our guys a great opportunity to compete against the best. As a sportsman, I believe you want to be involved in the big events and test yourself against the biggest names in any sport that you're involved in. But for One Pro Cycling off the road, it's massive as well, because we want to give cycling fans an opportunity to become part of a team. And what we're trying to offer through memberships to One Pro Cycling is an opportunity to be exactly that and have more access and opportunity to mix with professional cyclists and see what it is, behind the scenes runnings of a professional cycling team. I come at this as a cycling fan, ultimately, and that's what we're trying to create. So hopefully people will buy into it. As I say, it's great to see the crowds here, because ultimately it's the fans that make the sport. If the fans aren't here, then we've got no job here. And it's exactly the same in cricket, in football, etc., and it's just awesome to see so many people lining the streets here, Tour de Yorkshire, and getting behind cycling in the UK.
When you see that team bus and they're all getting ready and raring, getting ready to go, that competitive spirit must start swelling with yourself, shouldn't it?
I tell you what, it's been a tough one. I've just been on the bus as they've done the sort of team talk and the prep, a bit of a montage, a bit of a video, and it took me back to being sat in the dressing room ready to go out and play an Ashes test match or something like that. The disappointing thing is I can't get on a bike and compete. I'm dying to get out there. That's the great opportunity for any sportsman. And what I've said to our guys is all the time you are a professional sportsman, those are the best times of your life, to be able to get out there in front of the fans, in front of the crowds, and have an opportunity to do something special. That's why people love sport. We're not the biggest team here, of course we're not, but all the time you're in the race, you've got an opportunity to do something special. And a big message from me to our guys is, dream big. You never know what can happen.
I like that. Dream big, you never know what can happen. I've got to ask you, last test over in the West Indies, what are your thoughts ahead of that?
Oh, well, look, I think, for England to force that victory was unbelievable. I've played on many wickets like that are completely dead. Nothing in it for the bowlers. Jimmy Anderson just showed his quality in turning the game around. It would have been very easy for England to go into that game thinking it would have been a dead draw. But to force that victory was a great effort on their part, and I think they'll take a huge amount of confidence from that going into this next test match. I'm a big believer that winning is a habit, and you have to create that winning environment and those winning habits, and that's what hopefully they're starting to do now, building into a massive summer ahead.
Yeah, it's a huge summer, isn't it? Listen, I'll let you go because there's a lot more for you to do, but good luck today with One Pro Cycling.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Matt Pryor there, joining us on Radio Yorkshire. I'll hand you back to the studio, and Rich.